This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A federal judge has blocked the transfer of two Venezuelan men detained in Aurora to an El Salvadoran prison. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The federal government has said two men attending a party in the metro area were members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua and should be deported to a Salvadoran prison. But the ACLU of Colorado says it's the opposite, that they came to the U.S. fleeing persecution and dangers created by the gang in their home country and are not members of it. A judge has ordered a temporary stay, prohibiting the federal government from removing them from the U.S. until they can have a hearing next week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The sponsors of a bill to reduce youth access to internet porn are removing it from consideration. CPR's Benda Berklin.
The backers of the bill say it's about protecting children, not banning pornography or restricting an adult's access to legal content. But Governor Jared Polis's office said he has concerns and wants more clarity after an expected Supreme Court ruling on the topic soon. Backers of a separate social media bill that would require large social media companies to do more to crack down on accounts involved in illegal activities are also worried about their proposal. It cleared the legislature with wide support, but Polis said he's uncomfortable with the government forcing private social media companies to, quote, act as law enforcement. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
A trial for the third suspect in the rock-throwing death of a young woman in Jefferson County began Monday. Here's CPR's Haley May.
20-year-old Alexa Bartel was driving to her girlfriend's house when a large landscaping rock hit her windshield. About a week later, three high school seniors were arrested and charged in her death. The final suspect, Joseph Koenig, is on trial. Prosecutors say Koenig knew what he was doing could hurt people, but Koenig's defense attorneys argue that then 18-year-old did not intend to hurt anyone. The other two men charged in the case have taken plea deals and will testify against him. Haley May, CPR News.
There's more news at cpr.org.